Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
God, if you listening, help! I can't take it no more!
What's your name, baby?
My name is Crystal.
Crystal, where you calling me from, love?
I am in Charlotte.
Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Someone said Kendra's long-winded. And?
When I'm
long-winded. Anybody, if you think I'm go to the bathroom. Go have a bathroom break. Go do something else with your time.
Something is wrong here.
I hope you're okay. And I think you should get some therapy.
Kendra is just so ghetto. She's so loud. She's so off-putting. You know, it's easy for her to snap and get triggered. It's a good thing that, you know, she doesn't have offspring. I got a feeling she would be a very unpleasant mother.
You don't know that.
Back to you, Crystal. Charlotte, how old are you?
I am 48. I'm sorry, I had to think about it. My birthday was on Sunday.
Oh, happy belated birthday. So you're
Thank
a Capricorn?
You. Yes.
Okay. You have any kids?
No.
No. Have you ever been married?
No.
No. And what do you do for a living?
I am an Amazon reviewer and a fashion designer, and I work at the hospital.
Amazon reviewer. Fashion designer, and you work at the hospital, girl. You got a lot of jobs.
Jiminy fucking Christmas. Are you fucking serious right now?
They'll just name anything so they can at least name three things when Kendra asks them what they do for a living. I review stuff on Amazon. That's not a job, ma'am. It's not a career. I mean, even if you do make, what, $5 a month off of it, stop it. You don't sound impressive when you name three things. That's what they don't get. It don't make you sound like a big boss. It makes you sound broke. Like, and I don't roast anybody for being broke, you know, because most of the world is broke. And, you know, you're either a good person or you're not a good person. I don't care about how much money you got. But it's having the opposite effect of what you wanted to have. 48-year-old fashion designer. I'm not knocking it. But if you haven't made it big by 48... I'm not saying give up, but I'm just saying don't name it on a dating show as what you do for a living.
What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
Okay, so I want somebody who is first and foremost Christ-centered. Everybody's talking about, you know, God-fearing. Christ-centered is probably a better definition for me because I feel like if he follows, you know, Christ, like all the other stuff kind of falls in place. Like if he's, you know what I mean? Like you ain't got to worry about all of that extra, you know, he's a liar. He's all of this and that, whatever.
A 48-year-old woman never married, no kids. I don't feel like that's a woman who's Christ-centered because you would have got married and had some kids. Be fruitful and multiply. And the Bible says a woman's purpose is a man. So, yeah, and just how your whole attitude come across and how you came on with attitude and that spirit of Satan in you, you're not Christ-centered. I see Satan all over this.
Satan is your daddy.
These bitches just be talking. She's been on the dating market for over 30 years. 3-0. With nothing to show for it. It's 100% for certain she's not a good woman to a man.
How could you be so sure?
I don't have a specific height, so to speak, right now. Although, I'll say because I'm 6 foot.
Is Tina here?
Yes.
I have learned that... sometimes it's not necessarily how tall they are, but like it just depends on just their how they treat you, their character. That's going to be a little bit more important to me. Like, are you going to treat me well at the end of the day?
I'm going to say that happiness is from magic rays of sunshine that come down when you're feeling blue.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
That's a big bitch.
Good women rarely have anything to do with more than three men their whole lives. Never forget that. So if a woman then had 10, 15, 20 boyfriends and situationships and talking stages, you already know. This is not a good woe.
What does that mean? What is
for credit?
I don't know what that means.
I'm looking for something, you know, it helps if he's a little nerdy. I like a good nerd, somebody who I can sit there and just, he just spout out just information. I could just sit there and just, you know, be like, you know what I mean? Just kind of gleam in that, just get all of that information. Just
how long could I talk before this motherfucker snaps?
Random stuff. Now, I'm not a sarcastic all the time person, but, you know, it's okay to be sarcastic every now and then because I be sarcastic myself, so it's all good.
Okay. What are your deal breakers?
Okay. First, again, doesn't believe in God, anything like that. If he smokes weed, I don't at all, can't stand any kind of weed smoke, cigarette smoke, any of that. I just can't deal with it at all. Don't be a dusty.
Sandra, I look like a Muppet. Mm-hmm. And people say it so much, sometimes I start to believe it. And so I even asked Vince, I'm like, do I look like a Muppet?
Oh my God.
Okay, she said, don't be a dusty. Ma'am, you're a dusty. You're a fucking dusty. That dusty ass wig. Probably fake eyes on a ghetto-ass dusty YouTube dating show. You're the definition of a fucking Dustina. Dustiana. You're a dust-queesha, bitch. The nerve. The nerve. If you keep running into dusties, that's because you're one as well. She even thought about that for a minute. So she can't just say, that just flew out of my mouth. I shouldn't have said that. I didn't think about it. We can literally watch her thinking about it. She was being calculated with her words and still said dusty. Let's watch that one more time.
Don't be a dusty. You can, it's okay.
What's you can a be dusty?
You know, Kendra, you know what a dusty is.
Everybody's dusty definition is different.
That's fine, but a dusty is somebody who is, you know, he's trying to get the next come up. Like, he's always hustling, trying to get by. He doesn't have anything really going for him, whether that's, you know, in a job or just in life in general. He's just trying to, you know, live day to day.
This is coming from a woman who listed Amazon reviewer as one of her jobs. That sounds like somebody who's just trying to get by day to day.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
I ain't about that life. No.
It's not about that life. Okay. Should he look a certain way?
Okay. So I'm going to say this. I would prefer that he's not ugly. Let me say that. However, if you're going to have, if there's something that you got that you know, if you know you're ugly, at least dress nice. You know, if you fat, don't be sloppy with it. Like, I need you to not just pick a struggle and, you know, I can work with that. But if you really, really ugly, that I really just can't look at you. Like I always said, I need to be able to look at you at least for 3 seconds.
Funky dog head, bitch. How dare you, punk motherfucker? Back off, bitch, before.
She met this.
No,
she didn't. And when I called.
No, you ain't talking. You? What?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you. I mean, yeah, she's definitely overestimating her looks. I'm not going to say she's the most hideous woman I've ever seen just because she just said what she said, but come on, take that wig off and wipe all that makeup off your face and then talk about somebody being ugly. I mean, no woman should feel comfortable calling a man ugly when she can't walk outside without painting on a fake face. You don't have the right to call somebody ugly when you're not wearing your real face.
If I can't look at you for 3 seconds, then it's probably not gonna work. Like, I'm sorry, because if I gotta keep turning my head or blinking real long to be able to look at you, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. If that sounds bad, it's true, though. I'm sorry.
Okay. Are these the type of men that try to reach out to you?
Well, no, I won't say that.
I like that Kendra threw that out. That was shade. Like, oh, are those the type of guys that are reaching out? Because maybe that's a sign that you don't look that great. I like the way that Kendra, you know, ping-ponged that back to her. And of course you're not going to say that because it make you look bad. But if you was, you know, getting action from tall, fine men, you wouldn't even have had to say that. That wouldn't have even been on your mind. Fuck out of here. What a joke.
You know, they just be out there. Just in case they was considering it, I just want to make something stop.
Not in case if they were considering it.
Right, because, you know, people are trying to shoot their shot regardless. And it's like, I hear you. I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I am not, you know, conceited or nothing.
Stop. I don't like that shit for sure, bro. I don't like that shit.
What an am I right?
You wouldn't have to resort to online dating. If her personality was just so great and she was amazing.
How do you lack so much self-awareness that you don't see how stupid all of this is?
You know, sometimes we get so wrapped up in how a problem bothers us, we don't see what the problem really is.
You know, ma'am, you're 48 on a ghetto-ass YouTube show with a bad wig. See, they never let go of their ego. They just get meaner with time. See, she had a big ego when she was 21. And let's say she looked a lot better when she was 21. These women, when they age and lose their looks, they're not going to lose the ego. They're just going to add more meanness to it. God don't like ugly. You're ugly on the inside, man. You're definitely ugly on the inside. And many people will say you're ugly on the outside, but I'm not going to say that. But you're definitely hideous on the inside.
Let's be real. I'm sorry. I'm saying I keep apologizing.
Should he make a certain amount of money?
I'm going to say no. And the reason why is because there are so many different stipulations that could go with that. You can be well off, so to speak, and, you know how to balance your budget. You know how to live within your means and not necessarily, you know, have to be making so much money that you can't, you know what I mean? Like, if you can maintain and take care of yourself, like, I'm not worried about nobody taking care of me right now. We're not in that stage right now. We'll worry about your money and my money when the time comes. But as of right now, no.
You got some paid questions. You want them?
Sure.
TL said, I'd be a little bit more humble, lady. You're not all that.
And that's very well true. I'm not all that. I never said that I was. But I mean, you know if you're ugly. I know I'm not ugly.
How could you be so sure?
So, I mean, that's all I'm saying. If you ugly, dress nice. If you fat, don't be floppy. Like, don't have your clothes all out. That's literally all I said. So, I mean, I'm not all that. You're right. So now what?
B said, okay, I think this is going to be the last one I'll read like this. Dusty said, Dusty, look in the mirror, love. So, I knew once you said that, that was going to be heightened. So here's the advantage we have as women. We get to dress our pretty up, right? We're both in wigs. We're both in makeup. So when, you know, women, we get the grace that we could do things to enhance our pretty. Men, obviously, I mean, men are starting to wear hair implants, but they're joked on. Mm-hmm. And men obviously can't wear makeup because they would be joked on too. So all men really can do is go to the gym and get their money up. And if they're not a certain height, that's what it is. They got their money, they can fix their weight, and then now we're seeing the male hair plans happening. So I don't like the word ugly because when you say that, that's when you're going to get those comments. Well, you know, you get to your hair and makeup. How do we know how you look and how will we think of you then? When you're stripped down, right? So I think it's a thin walk.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't say anything about anybody's money. Like, I mean, I know that that's what you said. They can do whatever they want to do.
No, I'm saying what you talked about was appearance. And what I'm making the distinction, right. Of as women, and I am you, we're in hair wigs, we're in makeup. So we have a right to enhance our pretty, but this is not our natural form. So when you say stuff like a man that's ugly, they're going to say, well, ma'am, I want to see you in your natural form so I can decide if you fall into the category in which you're talking about.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around. They're good to look at. They're good to work in brothels. They're good to, you know, try to take over a bar. They're good when they're handing you food as they're like they're a waitress or they're on a call center call or something like that. But anything other than that, we really don't want 85% of y'all around. Just leave. You know, like, it's sad to say, but it's the reality on it.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves down the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.